Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The National Parks Conservation Association released a new report warning of the risks that oil and gas drilling pose to national parks, reports Jessica Goad at Climate Progress. Drilling already occurs in 12 parks, is planned for 30 more, and near many others. The report states, early indications of harm to America's natural resources and national parks suggest the wisdom of a careful, considered approach to hydraulic fracturing rather than a zealous rush towards monetary riches. National parks are managed under a precautionary principle designed to err on the conservative side of any potentially negative impacts. The same principle should be applied to fracking activities on lands adjacent to our national parks. The report cites many impacts near or within parks, including watershed disruption from the huge water demands of drilling, visual blight from drill sites, road and pipelines that interfere with wildlife, light-polluted night skies, hazardous air, water, and chemical pollution, and noise pollution, destroying the peace people value in parks. The report recommends including the National Park Service in drilling decisions and exercising strong federal oversight over upcoming fracking rules and regulations. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.